On the line with us right now, Representative Katrina Shanklin from Stevens Point. Good news for everybody that's supporting Skyward. The Joint Finance Committee just passed something that a lot of people said wouldn't happen.
This is a huge victory for us, absolutely. I'm thrilled that we have bipartisan support for this.
I noticed that some of the people on the Joint Finance Committee were quite complimentary of the entire Central Wisconsin delegation, too.
Absolutely. We worked nonstop on this issue. I know I worked around the clock speaking with members of the Joint Finance Committee on both sides of the aisle to ensure that this thing got done. And I'm thrilled that they listened and that they understood what was on the line. Skyward is a fantastic, homegrown Wisconsin company, and they deserve the best. So I'm thrilled that we've made it this far, and we still have some more work to do.
Some of that work we'll talk about in a moment, but I did notice that some of the committee members were also commenting on how it's wrong to create a monopoly and how it's also not good to get away from a multi-vendor competitive atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe one of them said competition is important in the state of Wisconsin, and I absolutely agree. I think that was the crux of the matter from day one for a lot of people who maybe weren't near central Wisconsin but understood that there was an issue with the way the single-vendor system was lined up, and as a result, they supported the multi-vendor.
Now let's look ahead. We know that the motion at Joint Finance will basically take care of defunding, unfunding, however you want to say it, the present system of a single vendor. But this issue is far from over with. There's things yet to do because DPI could just make a different decision at this point, couldn't they?
Well, DPI still has to go back to the Joint Finance Committee. And as you saw, there was overwhelming bipartisan support for a multi-vendor system, 14-2, this motion passed on. So DPI really has quite a short leash in terms of what they can do. I believe with this motion, it will allow all businesses to compete for the school district's business for a vendor. So we're sitting pretty good with this motion, but the fight is not over. We do have to make sure that this budget passes both houses of the legislature, the motion of the in the budget, and that it survives the governor's veto pen.
Not only that, you still have legislation on the table that would make it illegal to have a single vendor. Is that going to proceed, or is that now not necessary?
Well, I would say at this point, you know, the bills, Assembly Bill 60 and Senate Bill 54, have stayed in committee, and that's likely where it will stay. That's why I worked so hard and spent so many hours talking with members of Joint Finance Committee, because that was where we had a better chance of getting this through.
Anything you'd like to add today?
I just want to thank the people of Central Wisconsin who fought long and hard for this well-deserved victory. Today we should absolutely celebrate and acknowledge how incredible our community is. I'm so inspired and heartened. I think the outpouring of support for Skyward is testament to the strength of our community. We truly care about each other, and all you have to do is walk down any street in Stevens Point, Plover area, and you'll see a Skyward sign up. So I'm very happy and thrilled and proud to represent this district today, and I'm looking forward to continuing this fight and seeing this through to the end. Personally, I've been fighting for a multi-vendor since February, and I've learned that there are many merits to a multi-vendor system. I think, in general, we should be encouraging competition. Competition leads to innovation. It encourages costs to go down. It encourages businesses to provide excellent customer service, and we've seen that happen through Skyward. So I would say, at this point, the conversation we'll continue to have in the legislature. And I know the work that I've done, along with other legislators from Central Wisconsin, has truly shed a light on the downfalls of a single vendor system.